When living with others, we tend to stick with our perceptions, our belief, causing potential conflict with them. In our practices, how can we accept others as they are and be able to live with others harmoniously? This is like a monk friend of mine, Ajahn, in an abbot in Thailand, Ajahn Achalo. He translates metta as non-judgmental awareness. So I really like that translation, that non-judgmental awareness, accepting people as they are. And this is a good question, because with our perceptions, sometimes we underestimate how powerful perception is. Perception can be. When we meet somebody else, we're not actually meeting them, we're meeting a perception of them. So we may even meet somebody for the first time and we already might have a perception of them based on something they've said, or it could be even something really small, and we develop a perception of someone. And then when we talk to them, we're talking to our perception. We're not talking to them directly. Or when we, these perceptions, this edifice of perception, that we start to dismantle it with knowing and awareness. So non-judgmental awareness is a great way to have goodwill, and people will feel that. So a lot of times young people in America will feel comfortable around someone because they'll say, it's because I feel like they're not judging me. So I feel like they're not judging me. So when, or I don't feel judged when I'm around that person. So it's not uncommon that you hear young people say that. And usually that person will have a sense of non-judgmental awareness, just accepting them as they are. That also leads to that place, feeling of safety, creating that feeling of safety for others. That's an act of generosity. Non-judgmental awareness is abhayadana. That's the gift of fearlessness, gift of safety.